We're going to be reporting to you throughout the day on Seattle's May Day, our city's take on the ancient spring festival that also became known as International Workers' Day. Every year in Seattle, immigrants and workers demonstrate. And in the last 5 years, they've been joined by anarchists, smashing windows and otherwise mayheming. Why did anarchists join May Day? Well, The Stranger's associate editor Eli Sanders says that's a mystery.
The anarchists do not often explain themselves, and one of the biggest challenges with the anarchists is when you do find one to explain something to you, they always say they don't speak for anyone else. So I can't really answer that question, but the big thing is that they did show up in 2012, and that's the year when they blended themselves into the El Comité March for Immigrant Rights. And I don't think they told the immigrant rights marchers that they were doing this. It was a bit of a surprise, and then they used the immigrants' rights marchers as cover for darting out of that march and conducting a lot of smash-and-run property crimes in the downtown Seattle core. And of course, the crimes and the smashing of windows became the focus of media attention and really distracted from and muted the long-running social justice work that El Comité was doing and was trying to continue to do that year.
So now the anarchists' activity on May Day has gotten separated from the immigrant and worker rights protesters.
Right, or it seems to be.
Somewhat.
You know, it's always a little unsafe to predict what the anarchists will do this year, but in recent years, after a lot of criticism for the way they used the El Comité march in 2012, anarchists have generally separated their actions from the immigrants' rights march.
How do, you know, immigrant and worker rights protest groups feel about that, feel about the anarchist activities?
I did a long feature last year about this question and others for The Stranger, and I walked with the immigrants' rights marchers last year and went to the rally before they took off, and people told me they feel frustrated by that. They really wish that the message of the immigrant rights protesters would get through. They're frustrated sometimes with the anarchists. They're also sometimes frustrated with the media for playing up the clashes more than the work of the social justice organizers behind the immigrant rights march. And it's worth pointing out, just to clarify for people who are listening, that what the immigrant rights marchers are asking for and what the anarchists envision are really diametrically opposed. The marchers for immigrant rights are asking for increased rights under the rule of law, expanded rights in a representative democracy. The anarchists are anti-government. They are not into representative democracy. They are not into the rule of law. That's not what they're about.
You, Eli, tangle with some of your readers over the usefulness of messing stuff up, right?
Well, I don't know about the usefulness. What I've said is there are times in history where it's been very clear that you need to take very radical action in the face of a government that requires that kind of response from its people. But I've also said that if you can't articulate a justification for, as you said, messing stuff up or breaking stuff or throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails at police, as has been done in May Day in Seattle, then I think that's a problem. In general, my advice to people is be careful who you march behind. Understand what they're marching for and understand why you've joined in the march and what you support. That's not unusual advice, I don't think, or it shouldn't be. And so far, at least to my ears, there has been no coherent message ever issued from the anarchists who show up on May Day about why they need to engage in the destruction that they're engaging in and what comes on the other side of that.
We're talking with Eli Sanders from The Stranger. Eli, we are seeing Trump supporters this year come up with a demonstration, understand they're going to pray in a group downtown. Is that new to see people on the political right come out for May Day?
I haven't seen it yet. And again, I'll believe that one when I see it. But yeah, I've seen the same announcement of pro-Trump protesters who are going to come and tangle with anti-fascists and maybe anarchists as well, who will probably be downtown at the same time. And of course, the stranger will be there to see what happens.
What do you think the future of Seattle May Day is? Because it seems like we've settled into this pattern for the last few years. But do you see signs that people are looking for more or for results or for a change of focus and strategy?
Well, after 5 years of covering this version of May Day in Seattle, where we have, you know, immigrants' rights marches in the morning or late morning and early afternoon, and then mayhem and anarchist protests later in the day and at night, I'm honestly ready for something new. I'm a bit bored by the roteness of it. And while I get the strongly held beliefs that are behind a lot of the actions, I would like to see a bit more creativity on the part of the anarchists in particular, and a little more focus on making achievable change now.
Yeah, a colleague of mine in the KUOW newsroom said, what's the point of protesting when it's just a tradition? It's just something that, you know, here we go, and you kind of, here's the map of the day, and yeah, we did those things.
Yes, and I don't want to be too cynical about that. However, I think the annual MLK March in Seattle is a great tradition, and I think it's a good way of refocusing people's energy and attention on core principles that last, that stand a test of time. So there can be traditions that are worthwhile, but when you have a tradition that, you know, you don't understand exactly what the core principle behind it is anymore or what it ever was, which I think is the case for the anarchist element of May Day, then at a certain point you get to say, I think, wait, why are you doing this? Why are we doing this?
Eli Sanders, Associate Editor of The Stranger. Thanks a lot, Eli.
Thanks, Bill.
And we're tweeting out a link to Eli's feature from last year in The Stranger on the May Day protests. So join us at KUOW.